Sniff, I'm having second thoughts about this plan of ours.
What? You can't bail on me now, Snort. I need your muscle to pin down the little ones while I saw off their horns.
But something about that just doesn't seem right.
Doesn't seem right? Snort, buddy, with the money we can make from just one unicorn horn, we'll be rich.
Why do people pay so much money for unicorn powder anyway?
It keeps them young. A little unicorn dust can take years off your age. Me? I don't want to live forever. But I don't want to work in that lead mine ever again, do you?
No. No lead mine.
Do ya? Do you want to go back to the lead mine, Snort? Huh?
No.
Do ya?
No lead mine, Sniff. I hit my head too much. I hit my head hard.
Yeah, well, we're goblins. It's mining or poaching for us. Unless you want to sell your tail to a witch for some quick cash. But you can only do that once. Believe me, I know.
So, tomorrow morning?
At dawn. First thing when the dodo crows. We sneak into the sanctuary, pin down a weak unicorn, get its horn, and sneak back into the woods. Nothing to it.
And if I do that, no lead mine?
That's right, buddy. No lead mine.
Okay. You're the smart one, Sniff.
Oh, come on, Snort. You don't need to be so scared.
I'm not scared.
Hey, you want to sing our song again?
Yeah. Yeah. I love our song.
We're goblin poachers. We hunt unicorns. And if we get enough horns, we'll never have to work again. We're goblin poachers. We hunt unicorns.
Good night, buddy.
Good night, Sniff.
Tomorrow, we get rich.
In early American history, there once lived a Puritan family. It was the end of the 17th century, but none of them practiced sorcery. No, none of them practiced sorcery. They weren't really happy in their hometown, what with all the witches just hanging around. Then a friendly druid came and took him to the location. She knew it would be fine because a good imagination is all you need to deal with any indignation and anything else that comes your way. So let's listen to the show that will not bore us. It's the Malone Family in the Enchanted Forest. The Malone Family in the Enchanted Forest. The Malone Family in the Enchanted Forest.
Nicole. Nicole, can you hear me?
Who is it?
It's your mother.
I'm sleeping.
It's me, Nick. I've come back from the dead with a very important message.
5 more minutes?
Nicole, this is a dream. You're already asleep.
I am? Oh. Okay.
I want you to know that today's going to be a difficult day. Everyone's going to make a lot of mistakes.
We are? What do we do?
Try again. Remember, if you make a goof, it's all right. Just fix it.
Thanks, Mommy. I make a lot of mistakes sometimes.
We all do. I have to go now, Nick. The sun's coming up.
No!
What the heck was that?
There aren't any roosters in the Enchanted Forest. That was a dodo.
No!
I'll never get used to that. Kids, get up. We've got work to do.
It's time for me to go now, Nick.
Mommy, wait. When are you coming back for good?
I'm not, sweetheart. I can't. But I will see you again soon.
Goodbye, Mommy.
Nicole, Rebecca, rise and shine. Come on.
I just need a little more sleep. And a fresh hot wrap brick to warm up my bed would be nice.
Let's go, Becky. Time to milk the unicorns. That sure doesn't sound right.
Dad? Becky? Where's Mommy?
You gotta be kidding me.
What do you mean, Nick?
She was here.
No, she wasn't.
I think you might have been having a dream, sweetie.
No, it was real. She told me something I didn't know.
What, the square root of 9?
Rebecca Malone, don't be so cruel.
Well, you're the one that's been forcing me to teach her math ever since Mom died.
And apparently, I need to find someone to teach you some manners.
Dad, please believe me, it was real.
Dreams always seem real, Nick. Rebecca, you need to go milk the unicorns while your sister and I feed the herd.
They're unicorns, Dad. You don't call them a herd, you call them a blessing. A blessing of unicorns.
Whatever.
But Mommy said...
I changed my mind, everyone. Unicorn milk is gross. I want to be a druid.
Rebecca, you're stalling.
No, I'm not. Indigo's crazy. She doesn't like me.
Just forget it.
She's not crazy. She's the alpha mare. Besides, she has a foal to protect.
Can I please tell you about my dream? Mommy had an important message.
First, your sister's going to apologize to you.
I'm sorry, Nicole.
It's okay, Becky. That was her message. She said today's going to be a difficult day. We're all going to make a lot of mistakes, but when we do, we should just fix them.
Sweetheart, you've been through a lot of change. I know it's been very hard since your mother... Ow! Ah, my foot! For crying out loud, what is a dodo beak doing pointy end up in the middle of the floor?
Oh, that's my free toy from the dodo hut. I'm sorry, I forgot to put it away.
Looks like we have our first mistake.
See? The dream was real.
Rebecca, go milk the unicorns. Nicole, I'll catch up with you after I bandage my foot. Go feed the herd.
Blessing.
Go.
Once a pair of goblins camped in the woods alone next to a unicorn.
Snort, give it a rest.
And they sang by the campfire, wait until the early morn. We're goblin
Snort,
poachers,
quiet.
We hunt unicorns.
We don't want to spook the animals.
We're goblin poachers. We're goblin... Oh, hey, what was that for?
Quiet! I think I hear someone.
Stupid chores. I should be studying to become a druid. Why doesn't anybody understand? You can like unicorns and not want to milk them. Unicorn milk is gross. Please don't tell me they make unicorn cheese out of it. Oh, you've had a bad morning. You should have woken up in the Malone cabin today. Hey, what's gotten into you? Nobody's here to hurt your baby. I just need a little milk. Easy, girl. It's me, Rebecca. I'm your friend. I'm just gonna get down by your side. That's it. Sorry, my hands are a little cold.
Spell, you want to turn back to a human for those two ogres get ya. Care you walk to the ogre wedding and feed you to the ogre guest?
Meh.
Alright, here you go.
Meh! Thank you. You just saved me from a very unpleasant death.
Ah, don't mention it. You're safe now. Looks like the ogres went the other way.
The name's Judah Bradstreet. I am so glad I found you here in the forest, Mr. Leprechaun.
Please, Mr. Bradstreet, call me Torrance. Glad to do you the favor. You seem like you've been through a lot.
I sure have. Two witches turned me into a rhinoceros, then a goat, then, well, I think you know the rest.
It's me pleasure. I enjoy granting wishes on the side.
On the side?
Oh, sure. You don't make money granting wishes around here. You need to provide a service people need. I'm cobbler myself. I make shoes.
You can grant wishes, but you make shoes.
That's where my pot of gold comes from. Granting wishes is just a side hustle. Can I interest you in a new pair of shoes?
Maybe another time. If you'll excuse me, I have to go rescue someone.
Are you sure? You have a supination.
Supination? What's that?
You walk on the outside of your feet. I can tell by the way your shoes are worn. I can fix that for you.
No, I'll try and straighten that out on my own.
You just need a good pair of insets to realign your spine. Do you have any pain in your feet, knees, or your hips?
Can we stop talking about feet, please? I have to go save Queen Tethra.
Oh, I wouldn't do that, Mr. Bradstreet.
And why not?
What do you know about the Fomorian Queen? Do you even know why she's locked up in that tower?
An evil force keeps her locked up.
No, the druids keep her locked up.
Then the druids are evil.
You're a bit confused, Mr. Bradstreet.
Am I? Druids are evil. They do magic. Just like you, just like the witches.
Oh well, then I suppose you won't be using your two remaining wishes.
I have two more wishes.
Terrence, that was a mistake to mention.
I wish for a blunderbuss.
A blunderbuss?
A deadly weapon with a silly name. A blunderbuss is a short firearm with a flared muzzle. It can fire off just about anything you can stuff into it. Rocks, glass, scrap metal, you name it.
All right, one blunderbuss coming up.
Oh, that's a beauty. Thank you, Terrence. Now to test it out with some rocks. It works. For my last wish, I want you to stop granting wishes.
What? No, you can't take away me special powers.
It's my final wish. No more wishes for anyone.
But I will lose me magic.
Magic is what's keeping the queen trapped in the castle. It's what turned me into a goat, and it's what took me to this awful place. That and slipping on cat vomit.
You're making a big mistake trying to rescue Tecton, Mr. Bradstreet.
The druids need to be stopped. All magic needs to stop. I've seen it before, and the evil doesn't end until the magic's over. That's my final wish. No more magic. No more wishes.
There, I suppose that was my last one.
Best of luck in the shoe business.
You need more than your spine realigned, Mr. Bradstreet. Well, better find myself another leprechaun and wish for me magic back.
The Malone family is number one. Oh, come on. Work, work, you dumb druid stone, work.
Dad.
Ow.
Rebecca, what happened?
Dad, I got kicked.
Oh my goodness, don't move. Where did she get you?
My shoulder, it really hurts. I think it might be broken.
Hang on, let me get Indigo out of the way. Stay where you are.
I should have been more careful. Dad, I thought I liked unicorns. I don't.
I know, I'm sorry.
I wish Mom were still here. This would have never happened.
Wait, Indigo isn't acting right. She senses some kind of danger, and it's not us.
I hate unicorns.
She's acting protective.
Dad, are you even listening? I never want to work with unicorns ever again.
Peggy, don't say that. You have to do something.
Well then, why not become a druid?
Maggie, thank goodness.
Turkey lady?
I could sense Rebecca using her druid stone. Number 21.
Oh, thank you.
Rebecca, are you okay?
She should be healed.
Yes, I feel all better. Thank you, Maggie.
My pleasure.
Maggie, where have you been? We could have used a little help these past 2 days. We're new here, you know, and there are a lot of weird creatures around this place.
I took a portal back to Salem, Mr. Malone. Carefully gathering your belongings for ya.
Oh, what's this?
I believe these are your tennis rackets. The rest you can pick up at my place. All except your musket. We don't allow guns in the forest.
Your place?
Yes.
Like a date?
Oh my goodness. To get our stuff, Dad.
Oh, right. My mistake. I guess I just put both of my feet in my mouth.
No, they're still down by your ankles.
It's an idiomatic
Rebecca,
expression.
Would you like to be tested for druid training?
Yes. Thank you.
You'll have to receive permission from your father, of course.
Dad, I'm going to go be a druid.
Have fun.
All right. Here are your tennis rackets, Paul. I'll have her back by the end of the day with the results.
She's smart. She'll be fine. Thank you, Maggie.
Before we go, who is Sarah?
Sarah? Where did you hear that name?
Each of the rackets had an engraving. I recognized yours, Rebecca's, and Nicole's, but I didn't know who Sarah was.
Oh, Sarah was my wife.
Was?
Was, is, I'm not sure. She passed away about a year ago. It was a bad winter, and we all got sick. She took care of us, but not herself.
She didn't make it.
Maggie, can we please go now?
I'm sorry. That must have been difficult.
It was. It still is. It changed everything, but it's unfortunately a way of life back home.
Dad, I can't take this anymore. Can I get some druid training now, please?
Rebecca here doesn't particularly like to talk about it.
Why is that, Rebecca?
Do we have to answer that?
No, but just remember, druids are often involved in traumatic events. It's always better to talk about it afterwards, even if it's painful.
Okay. When it happened, when we realized she was dead, I don't think my sister understood. She wasn't even awake. She was a great mom. She'd take us to surprise picnics on the beach. She could make up these funny bedtime stories on the spot. And all the kids in Salem knew Goody Malone made the best apple cider in town. It tasted like heaven, and she always made enough for everyone.
She sounds wonderful.
She was. But then it was all over, and I learned just how hard it was to be her. I go from playing with my friends to telling them, no, I can't come outside. I have to cook, I have to clean, I have to watch my little sister, and oh, Dad's not having a good day today, so I have to go get the firewood, too. Do you want to make a game out of that? Helping Rebecca Malone get firewood? My friends still came by for a little while, but I had to say no so many times, they learned. They're still out there, we just haven't played as much.
She was the one who told me her mother was gone. I didn't believe it at first. I thought she'd get better.
Can we stop talking about this now and start training? Please? I want to know how to cast that healing spell you did.
Now may not be the best time to take the candidacy test for druid training.
What? Why?
Yes, why?
Forgive me, but I think she's been through enough today. Don't you, Paul?
I've been through enough every day. So what? I can't be a druid now either?
I have to agree with Rebecca, Miss McLeod. She wasn't ready when her mother died. None of us were. But here we are, still adapting every day. How can I explain this to someone outside our family? You see, Maggie, we're Malones. This is normal.
For us.
I see. All right. Come with me, Rebecca, and we can begin.
Oh, thank you, Maggie.
I better go check on Nick.
Are they gone, Sniff?
I think so.
That was a close one. Maybe we should get out of here before we get caught.
Come on, buddy, we're this close. We just gotta saw off that little unicorn's horn and we can scram.
Well, okay. You're the smart one. Sniff, she's breaking out of a pen. Sniff, she just broke open her stall with two kicks.
Wow, two kicks. Not bad.
Uh-oh.
Run!
There's no way I'm doing work today, Lenny Beth. Nope, not happening. Mom came to me in a dream and said we're all going to make a lot of mistakes today. What if I accidentally give the unicorns the wrong feed? They could all get sick. I'm just going to sit out here in the pasture, play my magic fife, and see if I can meet some new woodland creatures. Look! Look, Lady Macbeth, a fairy! It worked! Lady Macbeth? No! No, no, no! Leave her alone! Uh-oh. Bad kitty.
All right, Rebecca. Whenever you're ready, I can give you the entrance exam for druid training.
Ready.
As a druid, you will be responsible for guiding the civilization here in the Enchanted Forest. This question will test if your mind is prepared for that.
Think outside the box. Got it.
No, I didn't say to go anywhere.
It's a metaphorical... Never mind.
Here you go. Just two questions. You can write as little or as much as you want.
Okay. What is your problem and what is your solution? Yeah, I got this. So, you like my dad, don't you?
Rebecca, focus on your test.
Classic deflection. Yeah, you like him.
Well, I don't dislike him. He seems like a fine man.
You asked about my mom.
I was curious who Sarah was.
You were curious if my dad was single. Do you want me to set you up?
Rebecca, we can discuss this after you're done with your entrance exam.
That's all right. I'm done. Here you go.
Let's see. You wrote, my problem is my dad and my sister don't appreciate everything I do for the family. My solution is, maybe I should stop helping out for a while so they realize just how hard I work. You know, Rebecca, most often it's attitude, not aptitude, that eliminates a candidate from druid training.
Oh, don't worry. I've got both.
I'm sorry, Rebecca. We can't offer druid training to just anyone.
Just anyone? I'm the smartest kid in my school back home. I get better marks than the older kids on the same tests.
I knew you weren't in the right frame of mind. Rebecca, you've been through a lot today. You did get kicked by a unicorn.
Wait, you're failing me? I'm not going to be a druid.
You've had a difficult day, so I'll give you another chance. Here's your test back. Fix it.
Wait, what did you just say?
You made a mistake the first time. Fix it.
Just like Nick's dream.
I'm sorry?
Never mind. I think I understand now. I'm ready to try again.
Okay, same questions. What is your problem, and what is your solution?
Done.
That was quick. If you fail again, you'll have to wait another year to retest. Are you sure you're done?
Yes.
You wrote, my problem is me. My solution is me.
Yep. Whether you pass or fail me, that's just the truth.
Rebecca, that is exactly the type of thinking you need to become a druid. Congratulations, you passed.
I did?
Yes. Rebecca Malone, you are going to be a druid.
Yes. Attitude and aptitude. Thank you, Miss McLeod.
Let's begin with your first lesson. Ready?
Ready.
Druids often travel in disguise. If you suspect a rock, a tree, or any creature is really a druid and you want them to reveal themselves, you say, so what is today lucky for?
Got it. Oh, do you still want me to fix you up with my dad?
Let's focus on the... Yes, please.
I'm on it.
Lesson number two. Healing spell.
Nicole, I'm home. Where have you been? We have to feed the unicorns.
Are those our tennis rackets?
Yes, but we can't play now. We have work to do.
Dad? Lady Macbeth killed something today.
Wow! Good. She's exploring. What was it? A bird or a mouse?
More of a bird? Sort of.
Well, you know the routine. She thinks she's given us a gift, so we pretend to thank her for it, wrap it up, and when she's not watching, we get rid of it.
You need to look at it first, Dad.
Okay. It's small, it has wings, and... Oh, dear Lord, it's a fairy!
Dad, we need to save her.
Oh my goodness, my cat killed a fairy!
She's not dead. She just needs... stitches.
You mean... to sew her head back on?
Yeah.
The fairy's dead, Nick. Even in a world of magic, we can't bring her back.
Then... I guess we have to bury her. I found her tiny crown. And scepter. I think she was a queen or something.
Queen? My cat killed the fairy queen? Oh, this isn't good. Thank you so much, Lady Macbeth. But what the heck am I supposed to do with a dead fairy queen?
Someone's at the door.
Lady Macbeth killed Titania. Great. And that must be my boss Reuben knocking. Perfect timing. We can't let him see this, Nick. I'll hide the body. You get the door.
Dad? It's not Reuben.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah, it's 10,000 angry fairies.
Pixies, not fairies! We are Her Majesty's Army of Pixie Warriors! your furry beast murdered our queen. Prepare to be destroyed!
Aw, they're cute.
Please, it's a misunderstanding. She didn't mean to hurt any of you.
Pixies, attack!
Dad, take cover.
Nick, we're trapped. Here, use this.
A tennis racket? I don't want to hurt any more of them.
You won't. It's a tennis racket, not a frying pan.
No, we just need to bring their queen back to life.
She's not coming back, Nick. She's gone. And we're about to be stabbed to death by thousands of little toothpick swords.
Okay. But we don't hurt any. Agreed?
Agreed. You, sir, let's go.
Is she okay?
She's fine.
Guns will be ours.
Sorry.
Hey, this is kind of fun.
Wow, Nikki. Nice backhand. Oh, incoming.
Dad, I think they've had enough. They're flying away.
Something spooked them. Quick, slam the front door.
Hello, Mr. Malone.
Oh, hello, Reuben. Boss. Mr. Reuben. Boss. How are you?
I just came to check on you. You seem to have no problem with yesterday's new hire training when we discussed my expectations for your job.
Dad, the pixies are gone.
Quiet, Nicole.
Okay. Dad, the pixies are gone.
And today is your first full day working here.
Yes, sir, it is, Mr. Reuben. Sir.
How's it going?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
We just fought off a bunch of pixies with our tennis rackets.
Ah, Nick.
I see. But this is a unicorn sanctuary, correct?
Yes, and we were just about to go feed...
And when we met, your other daughter told me you chased off poachers all by yourself. Is that correct?
Well, she may have exaggerated a little.
Paul, Indigo's foal has had its horn stolen. I need you out there looking for the poachers.
Oh, dear.
Now!
Yes, sir.
Dad, look, in front of the bog.
Good job, Nick. I think those may be our poachers. And the herd's got them surrounded.
Blessing.
I didn't sneeze, but thank you.
Sniff, just give them the horn back.
No! They'll never catch me alive!
Sniff, please.
Never!
Nick, stay here.
Dad, he jumped into the bog. Be careful.
I got it! I got the horn!
Sniff, Sniff, come up.
What are you?
Hands off! Let me go! Haven't you ever seen a goblin before?
Sniff. Sniff, you're alive!
Well, you're coming with me.
No, I don't want to go back to the lead mines.
Lead mines? What do lead mines have to do with unicorns?
Do you know how hard it is for a goblin to find a good job? I don't want to be a poacher, but I don't want to die in a lead mine either.
Huh. Are they hiring? Because after you took this horn, I'll probably be working in a lead mine myself.
Oh, I hope you don't have to do that.
You should have just let me drown in the bog.
Don't say that, Sniff.
So, what are you going to do with us, mister?
Well, I should turn you over to my boss, Reuben the Giant, and probably have your bones for dinner.
Fine.
No, please, sir.
Nick?
Yeah, Dad?
What did Mom tell you in your dream again?
She said we're going to make a lot of mistakes today. But when we do, we should just fix them.
Look, you two. You're lucky I got the horn back. Now get out of here, quick. Both of you. You made a mistake. Don't do it again.
You're letting us go?
Oh, thank you, sir. Sniff, no more poaching.
I'm with you, buddy. Let's run.
Well, Indigo, I got your foal's horn. I'm not sure what good it is, but I got it.
Dad, are you going to lose your job?
I was supposed to protect the unicorns. As far as Ruben's concerned, I made the biggest mistake I could. So, yes, probably.
Dad!
Becky? Maggie!
Hello, Mr. Malone.
Dad, what's that?
Remember how you said Indigo was acting crazy? Poachers were after her foal. The foal's alive, but he's lost his horn. And I may be out of work again.
Dad, I'm sorry I was such a brat before.
It's all right, Rebecca. You've been through a lot lately. And I know how hard you work.
Thanks, Dad.
I'll try to be a better listener. to both of my children. Right now, I just wish I knew what to do with this unicorn horn.
That's nothing a little healing spell can't fix. Maggie, may I?
Go right ahead.
Number...
No shortcuts. Remember, Rebecca, novice druids have to cast the full Celtic spell.
No problem. Ruinbury... Swinyahalhan.
Whoa!
He's healed! Becky, you did it!
Wow, Rebecca, great job!
Nicely done. She's a fast learner, Paul.
And she won over the Alpha Mare. I think the blessing really likes you now, Becky. Gosh, too bad you hate unicorns.
Unicorns are okay, I guess. Okay, Indigo. Love you too.
The sun's still out. Does anyone want to play tennis?
Well, I suppose I should go now.
No, stay. We can play doubles. You can be my partner.
Are you sure you have a racket for me?
Yeah, we've got four.
Paul?
Yes. I think the entire Malone family would approve. Come on, Maggie. Join us.
Can we use magic?
Only if you're on my team.
What's this?
Uh-oh.
Dad? It looks like Lady Macbeth killed a mouse.
Yep, with a little white beard and a pointy hat.
That's not a mouse, is it?
Dad, she killed a gnome.
Oh my.
Let's keep walking, kids. So, Maggie, have you ever played tennis before?
Tabitha, Mallory, my two favorite teenage witches. I finally found you.
Lenny? Lenny the satyr?
Well, I ain't a centaur, or I would have been here an hour ago.
Are you all right? What happened?
Yeah, about that. So listen, remember that goat you sold me?
What goat? Oh, right, Bradstreet.
Wait. You knew he was a human all along?
Sure. We were the ones who transformed him.
I was the one that transformed him.
I turned him into a rhinoceros. You turned him into a goat. We transformed him.
Whatever. If you knew he was a human, I'm going to have to ask for my money back.
We'll just find him and turn him into a goat again.
Well, rumor has it he's got a gun now, and he's on his way to help the Fomorian queen escape.
I do remember him saying something about saving Tethra.
You knew? Ah, you girls are killing me. Tethra's no good. Oh, if she escapes, she'll try to put Dagda's harp back together. If that happens, the whole enchanted forest is done for. But about my money.
If Bradstreet's the only one in the forest with a gun, I'd bet all my hemlock he's going to go on a witch-killing spree.
We should have killed him when we had the chance. Lenny, thanks for telling us.
Yeah, glad to help. Look, I'm in debt to these ogres right now, which is not an ideal situation.
Tabitha, we have to warn the coven to stop him before he gets to Tether's castle.
We'll go right away. Thank you, Lenny.
Yeah. So can I get my money back or nay back? What?
Thank you for listening to episode 3 of The Malone Family in the Enchanted Forest. What will happen on Paul and Maggie's first date? Will Rebecca and Nicole survive the night unsupervised in the Enchanted Forest? And what does When Pigs Fly Fakin' taste like? Don't miss our next episode. Starring tonight's show by order of appearance, Jay Zeta as Sniff and Snort, Meredith DiPaolo Stevens as Sarah Malone, Lyra Benjamin as Nicole Malone, Rhonda Lemon as Lady Macbeth and the Crowing Dodo, Chauncey Miller as Paul Malone, Elle King as Rebecca Malone, Charles McAlicky as Judah Bradstreet and the Ogre Father, Tatiana Neches as the Ogre Bride, Andreas Phelps as Terrence the Leprechaun, Rain Palmer as Maggie McLeod, Galena Neches as Pixie Warrior 1, Luna Festa as Pixie Warrior Number 2, Renata Festa as Pixie Warrior Number 3, Nate Oakley as Reuben the Giant, Tom Haynes as Lenny the Satyr, Rebecca Stanifer as Tabitha Brewer, and Jamie Oakley as Mallory Brewer. This series was written and directed by Clint Festa, sound design and editing by Christian O'Neill. Theme music, scene transition music, and Magic Fife music composed by Louis Panzer. Theme song lyrics and melody by Clint Festa. This series was produced by Christian O'Neill on behalf of the Cary Playwrights Forum. The Cary Playwrights Forum workshops and produces new plays written by North Carolina playwrights, including audio series. If you support our mission and enjoy productions like this one, please consider donating to the Cary Playwrights Forum. Visit caryplaywrightsforum.org, check us out, and click the yellow donation button on the right. And be sure to tune in for our next episode, Full Moon Date Night!